have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at ThePowerHerbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're going to empower you this hour. We are going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley, the second part of the show. So she'll be our guest, our wellness expert. Her link is on the powerherbs.com website on the links area. So if you want to check out her website, do so. We're also going to be talking about some things that are natural and convenient. New marketing. Oh, yeah. So we're going to be talking about that and what that means for your supplements and your health. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi, always praying for God's hand to be on all of America, not just our military, because men and women in the military, you know, they need protection, from evil as well. And they need to be coming home safe and sound, and they're doing so. But we need to seek the Lord's face for a righteous leader for America. America doesn't have any. We have some that are pretty good, but we want a guy that has standing, and that means someone who knows the Lord, Jesus and seeks after the ways of God, that kind of guy. And so that way we're going to get righteousness. We're going to get a ruler that doesn't seek to do evil against the people he rules over. That's what we need. It's all in the Bible, so if you want to know how to pray for that, open the Bible, dust the Bible off, and get in the Word of God, and the time grows short, so seek his face as soon as you can. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report.
Make way for the Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
All right, Daffy, guess what? We have flame-retardant chemicals in soft drinks. Maybe you didn't know that. Yeah, a substance that is patented as a flame retardant is banned as food ingredients throughout Europe and Japan, but it's in about 10% of the soft drinks that are sold in the United States. Now, a December 12th issue of the Environmental Health News reviewed the history of some toxic ingredients, and the one that's in the soda that we're talking about is brominated vegetable oil. Is called BVO, but it does result in skin lesions, memory loss, and nerve disorders when you get too much of that stuff. What sodas has the BVO? Well, Mountain Dew, Fanta Orange, Squirt, Gatorade, Powerade, all these fruit-flavored types of beverages contain this brominated vegetable oil. And the reason they put it in there, it stabilizes the citrus flavor from floating to the surface, because apparently the citrus has some oil in it. And so it stabilizes it, so it mixes it with the other soda ingredients, and it keeps it from floating to the surface. So it retards or slows down the chemical reaction of the oil with the other soda ingredients. So this is really a flame retardant, really, working in your soda. Now, brominated vegetable oil is derived from soybean and corn, and it contains bromine atoms, or BVO, and it was removed from the FDA's generally recognized safe list as a food additive in 1970. Now, the Flavor Extract Manufacturers Association petitioned the FDA to get the BVO reapproved, but as a stabilizer rather than a flavor additive. Now, what's the difference? Really, think about it. It's going in your body, isn't it? So what does the body care that it's a stabilizer or a flavor additive? It's there. Now, the FDA in 1977 granted interim approval for the use as a stabilizer, limiting it to 15 parts per million, and that interim has lasted 30 years. Yeah. If you were wondering why soda tasted different, genetically modified salmon, got to watch out for that. They have been contaminated, apparently, with infectious salmon anemia. Yeah, the U.S. federal government continues to evaluate whether or not to approve the Aqua Bounty's genetically modified salmon product. Canada's Cohen Commission, they're tracking the sock-eyed salmon in the Fraser River, and they announced that they had some shocking information about the Aqua Bounty product. Apparently, it's being raised in a land-based isolated facility near Prince Edward Island, and it has been contaminated with infectious salmon anemia, or ISA, which is a viral disease that affects the Atlantic salmon. Apparently, how do you suppose this virus got into an inland facility, you know, a closed tank, I'm assuming, raising genetically engineered fish? Well, apparently, according to experts, the only way that it could have got in there is if it came through the eggs they imported to make their engineered product, or through the water that they're pumping in from the bay. Now, Aqua Bounty is the same company that has been trying to get the U.S. Food Administration, U.S. FDA, to approve their highly, Frankenfish. It's a genetically modified fish, Aqua Advantage fish, but they don't really have any independent scientific evidence that proves that imitation fish is really going to be safe for consumption, going to be safe for the environment, and not affect natural fish. You know, so interesting. Watch the salmon out there. What else? We got vaccines. We're going to talk to Dr. Carlene a little bit about this and some other things. But vaccines, formerly a healthy child in England, prior to getting the Panoramix vaccine, GlaxoSmithKline H1N1 swine flu vaccine, prior to that, the kid was fine. He's six now, but he got it when he was four, and he developed extreme narcolepsy. He sleeps 19 hours a day. 2 years later, he's still doing that. He also is on Ritalin and some antidepressants. Well, I'm wondering why, if he's sleeping all the time. Why does he need that? Also, Josh's doctor, this is the young boy, his name's Josh Hadfield from Somerset, UK. Josh's doctor recommended to his parents that he get that swine H1N1 flu shot to give him protection because he was supposedly more at risk. Parents had no idea that it would alter their child's health and behavior. He used to be light and airy and bouncing around like a normal four-year-old, and then after the shot he was like a limp puppet, and he's quite agitated, frustrated, and angry, and he's very aggressive now. British government continues to deny that Panoramix vaccine is linked to causing narcolepsy. However, 12 different countries have linked this vaccine to 900% increases in narcolepsy cases. The Finnish government has actually agreed to pay for lifetime medical care for their kids that were damaged by it. Moving along in the Quack Report, let's see, we're going to be looking at some science that validates your plants, your herbs, your fruits and vegetables, actually have some therapeutic medicinal power. Mainstream science is saying that. So the plant-based therapies that promote, you know, good health, even cures, let's just say that, not just from health nuts and old hippies anymore. Now mainstream science is saying it's true. True. The National Institute of Health, the NIH, finally accepted that reality, and they pumped $6 million into a study. A team of scientists are studying how plants produce the richly diversity of chemical components that give us our health. The results is the research is giving the scientists a genetic blueprint of the medicinal plants with the beneficial properties, and they're trying to encode the genes to be identified. You know where they're going with that, don't you? Oh, yeah, they're never satisfied with God, what he created. They always got to change it and take the credit. Last but not least in the Quack Report, hey, I guess if you're going to drink alcohol, you should have some strawberries with that. Because European researchers have proven that eating strawberries protects your stomach lining from the damages caused by alcohol consumption. So a diet that has strawberries might actually be a benefit to prevent even gastritis or gastric diseases. Gastritis is that illness, the digestive system gets, the protective coating gets inflamed, and it can be caused by alcohol intake. Commonly, also common drugs like aspirin and ibuprofen can also cause that, and even bacterial and viral infections, as well as an autoimmune disorder and extreme stress that can cause all those kinds of digestive problems. But something in the substances of the strawberries helps fight against the alcohol-induced effects that affect the mucosa lining of the digestive system. So not only do they have antioxidants, but apparently they have some sort of natural compound that protects the and boosts your own body's immune system to protect the mucosal lining. There's some sort of barrier that it gives. It strengthens the digestive system. So the investigation was done primarily on rats in the laboratory, but hey, I'm all for strawberries. Let's bring on the strawberries. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, medical engineer Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some new and natural and convenient things in the marketplace. There's some new marketing words about to hit the consumer, actually. They're in favor of the nutraceutical and pharmaceutical companies. I want you to be aware of them. So if terms like the nutraceutical isn't enough for us to, you know, kind of wrap our brain around, and then there's the functional foods group, which, you know, they're throwing at us. Now, if that wasn't enough, there's another term. It's called pharmaconutrition. Yeah. So will consumers actually be able to understand these new industry terms and make healthier decisions? Well, according to the editor of the nutraceutical magazine, Rebecca Wright, she said consumers just need to trust the advertising. I don't know. When I read that, I said, wait a minute. Wait. Just trust you. Uh-huh. Well, you know, they keep pushing the scientific evidence, you know, get everything tested and this and that, but now we're supposed to just trust them. Well, you know, at the end of the day, she also says consumers don't necessarily need to speak our language. They just need a good reason to buy our products, end of quote. Okay. Now, there you have it, folks. It's all about marketing with new terms on your standard nutrition. You already have in your organic foods, spices, and herbs. Yep. So the nutraceutical and the pharmaceutical companies don't think you would be, well, that you would understand their industry terms, and yet they expect you to observe and believe that the steps that they're taking are moral and for the betterment of mankind. Okay? So, however, it actually is more really about the money and their economic stability. That's what it's about. In reality, more people are discovering that even when critically ill, they have the power to improve their health through diet. And that scientific study that just, you know, pretty much said, yeah, plants, mainstream science is saying plants, herbs, spices do have validity helping you with it's a natural cure even for cancer, they're saying. So, I mean, they're admitting that. So, and people already know this. So why do we need them to tell us that? You know, according to Medline, have you read this one? Big Pharma is about to take over the nutrient supplement markets. Did you catch that one? Yeah, according to Medline, they said the field of pharmaconutrition is growing based on the theory that nutrients found in dietary supplements and or food could help the critically ill. Uh-huh. Well, based on that quote, you know, you've got to wonder about the pharmaceutical mindset. You do. Why do they seem surprised that nutrition God put in your food would help you when you're very ill? Why is that such a big surprise? So, what is driving Big Pharma to take over your healthy foods? Well, they apparently read the Hudson Institute report, where the U.S. companies have determined that healthy foods equal healthy employees and big company profits. Yep, according to their report, obesity in the workplace costs the U.S. businesses about $147 billion every year, and $73 billion is lost in productivity. So companies that offered employees incentives to get healthy saved their company big bucks. And, of course, the shareholders weren't complaining either. Now, consumers are in command. Yes. The excuse which is used for the pharmaceutical industry to take over your food and over your supplements is to make sure that the consumer is safe, they say. And it doesn't wait. The consumer doesn't need to waste time using products that claim to work when they don't. That's the reason they're giving. That's why they got to take it over. And, you know, I got to ask you this. Do you think pharmaceutical products have a clean track record? Have you tried returning an empty bottle of prescription medicine to the drugstore because it didn't help you? Have you had any success in getting a refund from your doctor's office visit because what your doctor prescribed didn't work? Well, at the end of the day, more people die annually by modern medicine than from war or car accidents. So there is a media talk about taking our country back. Have you heard that all over? Yeah? Political stuff? Well, while we're at it, let's take back our God-given right to have organic nutrition without government intrusion. You know, I'm kind of tired of the government converting rights to privileges, aren't you? That's right. Well, we got to become more aware because more healthcare professionals are becoming aware of the importance of raw nutrition. I'm talking about mainstream healthcare professionals. Most endorse the omega-3s, of course, and probiotics and some vitamins and minerals, but there is a growing trend in doctors and nurses refusing to have some of the medical treatments that their facilities pump out to the masses, and they'll even risk unemployment. Now, I'm referring to several states lately that are aggressively pushing the flu vaccines onto their hospital staff. Nearly 28% of the 20,000 hospital employees in Houston, Texas, refused the flu shot. And also, the state of Michigan has a similar revolt going on. And do you suppose that these medical professionals don't believe in flu shots, that they prevent the flu, or that if they get the flu, they can actually rely on their own immune system to see them through? You know, we got doctors calling dietitians for advice, and yours truly, actually. Now, something tells me that more medical professionals doubt the safety and efficiency of their own profession, or at least the non-trauma side of medicine. And some medical doctors are relying on, like I said, the dietitians for advice with regards to supplements and using more natural products. Now, the Obama administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are privately strategizing ways to increase the vaccine rate, and they've come up with the seasonal flu guide for community and faith-based organizations and leaders. Now, what that means is that the government is contacting your pastors, your priests, your rabbis to encourage their members to get the flu shot. So they want your religious leaders. They want the religious leaders to encourage their membership to get the flu shot. And they're also, the flu guide is also telling that the religious organizations, they can partner up with their drug stores and hold flu clinics, flu shot clinics. So people usually trust their religious leaders, do they not? And the government knows that. So the religious leaders who remember the word of God will remind their members, hey, herbs are here for the service of man, says so in Psalms 114. God's herbs are good. And the super powerhouse of nutrition, no pharmaceutical or pharmaconutrition can duplicate in the lab. And that's why they're trying to isolate and identify and encode all the genes, the blueprint, the genetic blueprint of medicinal plants. I guess they're just not satisfied that if you take a little echinacea root, it just helps the immune system along. Okay, let's talk about your flu guide, because you know what this is. We're getting into that flu season, and February is typically the biggest flu month. You know why, don't you? You get through all the hectic holidays, you know, wears you out a little bit. Then you ate too much sugar. And then you're stressing over the credit card bill. And you may have lowered your immunity just a little bit. So if you get the flu, hey, you can get over it in 2 days instead of 5 to 7 days. Uh-huh. My little secret. It's you don't want to suppress your natural immune system. You don't want to do that. And what's the first thing people do when they get, you know, the flu? And they feel crappy. So what are they going to do? They get a fever. They're going to take something that lowers fever and gets rid of the aches and pains. But the fever is the indicator that your immune system is actually fighting off the flu virus. So you don't want to use fever-reducing products, because for every degree that your fever rises, your immune system produces more antibodies to kill the infection. So when you take, like, aspirin or similar drugs like acetaminophen, Tylenol, that stuff, what you do is you cut your immune system off at the knees, basically, and you're going to lengthen the duration of your illness. So the secret to really assisting the immune system is to keep the fever wet. So in other words, you want to keep hydrating, drinking water, juice, non-caffeinated beverages, because caffeine is very dehydrating to the system. So it's not good to sit there and drink a Coke. Too much sugar, and that also affects your immune system. There's a third of a cup of sugar in a can of Coke. And that will turn off your immune system for a full 8 hours. So you want to, you know, herb teas are fine, no caffeine. juices, either citrus or vegetable, light soup with light broth. That's fine. Water, of course, and try not to do the chilled beverages. It shocks the digestive system and it may make you throw up. So room temperature is going to be better, less shocking on the tummy. So keep the fever wet and hydrate. And as Dr. Rebecca Crawley has often said numerous times, you know, high fever doesn't promote seizures, but what does promote a seizure is vaccines and head trauma. But fever doesn't do that. Now, for the aches and pains, you know what I like to do? I like to use some willow bark and meadow sweet. It kind of takes the edge off. It's an anti-inflammatory, helps with pain. And I also take several warm baths during the day. It really helps alleviate those aches and pains. So I would try that. Use your immune-boosting herbs, your echinacea, your garlic formulas. You can layer them with your ginseng for the pathogen exit. Basically, ginsengs will help the filtering organs get rid of the virus pathogen quickly. So it's really an exodus of the pathogen out of the system. And then, you know what I like to do? I like to put a little cayenne in my chicken noodle soup. It peps me up. I'll kind of doctor the chicken noodle soup. If you're using the kind in the can or if you're using an instant, I like to throw in another big heaping tablespoon of minced garlic on a low simmer, of course, and then I'll pour the soup off, let it cool a little bit, and I'll add my Echinacea Deluxe formula with the cayenne in it. It will just pep you up. It'll perk you up. And it'll make those medicinal properties of the garlic and the echinacea travel through the system really quick. And if you get the swollen glands in the neck, I like to use mullein. Mullein's excellent. It soothes the glands. If you have some mullein tea, make a big pot of that. Throw in a washcloth, wring it out, and wrap it around the neck, and it just soothes the glands in the neck as well, so you can take it internally, and you can put it on the outside like that. We call that a fomentation. So you can do that. My kids always ask for that. My glands hurt, my neck glands. I want a mullein wrap. So you can try that, you can do that as needed. And, you know, do get some rest. You know, try to get some rest. You know, don't sit up playing those video games, and do get that sleep. It helps the immune system out, helps you get over it faster. If you tend to get some drainage and some phlegm, organic vinegar is very good, but if you don't have that, try the all-in-one product with the herbs, immune-boosting herbs in it. They have that at Apothecary Herbs, and you'll do so much better that way. And if you got a cough, if you tend to get a cough, then you can use some thyme. Thyme tincture is great. It'll calm the cough enough so you can get some rest at night. So, and if it goes to the chest, if you get bronchitis, then I say get the pneumonia kit so you can get an expectorant of the phlegm out and get over that. So lots of tools. Your herbal options are there at Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can give them a call for a free product catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. We'll be right back with Dr. Crawley. Stay with us.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own.
And we're back on Herb Talk Live. We're here. Yes, yes. We're having a little difficulty connecting with Dr. Carly, so we're going to try to bring her into the show a little later if we can fix that connection. In the meantime, I've got lots to say. Of course I do. We're going to be talking about endocrine disease because a lot of people have gland disorders. I mean, your endocrine system really makes a lot of hormones as well as your insulin and things. So, you know, diabetes is affected. You can get pancreatic cancer, another endocrine organ. So there's a lot of things that can happen there. So we're going to talk about that. And my engineer will break in if he is able to get us connected with Dr. Carly. If not, we will see her in the new year, won't we? Okay, so more and more people are experiencing some kind of gland disorder. Now, your body has 8 major glands which produce hormones as chemical messengers to, you know, regulate specific functions through the bloodstream, and it penetrates into the tissue and all the organs. So in other words, your glands affect your entire body from head to toe, and we had better look after those glands. So the glands that we need to give some TLC to are going to be your thyroid gland, your pancreas, your pituitary, your ovaries, your testes, and adrenal gland, just to name a few. Now, let's talk about the functions, because the glands of the human body have a lot to do with your mood that you're in, and if you can have children, in other words, reproduce, and if you have any sexual function at all, and if you can actually adequately digest your food, and if you can breathe in enough oxygen, and if your blood is adequately circulating around the system, and if you can maintain a normal body temperature. The glands are busy, aren't they? And if you can avoid and void out toxins enough and keep yourself healthy, and to grow normally and to develop normally. In other words, your glands pretty much cover a wide variety of metabolic functions, and if your glands are sick, you will have actually what we call a hormone disease. Let's look at some of the risks. What can be a precursor to endocrine or hormone disease? Well, infection can change your blood chemistry, your fluid and electrolyte balance, which influences hormone levels. Stress can also accomplish this. However, in the United States, the most common endocrine disease is diabetes, and most endocrine diseases are treated with hormone drugs by the medical science. So, let's check it out. What are the risks for the men? Well, men usually notice a problem when their testosterone level drops, and they experience a disinterest in sex, or they have erectile dysfunction, and they may develop even enlarged breasts. Testosterone is a major sex hormone for the men, and it affects their sex drive, their sperm production, their body hair, their muscles, and bones. Now, if this problem goes unchecked, the men will lose bone density, muscle mass, strength, they may gain weight, become moody, have low energy, and smaller testes. So disease and trauma injury to the male reproductive system can also offer this type of risk. So modern science treats these cases with testosterone replacement drugs, and they can come in many forms. They can come in injections, in pills, capsules, gel, and even patches. Now, if you're over 50 years old, science expects you to have a testosterone problem. So the treatment side effects to these types of drugs are going to be high red blood cells, acne, breast enlargement, enlarged prostate, and possible prostate cancer, sleep apnea, and edema, which is fluid retention in the extremities. Well, let's check out the women and see what their risks are. In 2006, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reported that gland disease was on the rise for women, and metabolic immune disorder is on the rise for men. Now, women also have 5 times more thyroid disease than men do. White women have higher incidence of thyroid disorders than their black or Hispanic counterparts. And yet another set of glands that can be affected are the salivary glands that produce saliva. If you are under stress and you get your electrolytes off balance or suffer from a pancreatic disease, you can encounter swollen salivary glands in the mouth. If you develop a swollen cheek, it could mean that the lymph nodes of the lymph glands have become enlarged. And usually this is due to an injection, an infection of viral or bacterial or even a parasitic infection, and it originates in the cheek area. Some very noticeable symptoms are going to be bad taste in the mouth, difficulty opening the mouth, dry mouth and lips, pain in the mouth or face and swelling of the neck and face. So if this is due to a systemic cause without treatment, the salivary glands can become damaged. Mumps have been known to cause this condition in children, and parents are alerted when the child is unable to tolerate citrus or an acid food. Modern medicine prescribes medicine for surgery to correct swollen salivary gland problems. And if it is a systemic and underlying problem, the cause should be addressed. If the cause is an obstruction or an infection, the physician will prescribe more fluids and antibiotics. If there is a mass obstruction in the gland duct, it may need to be removed to avoid further infections of the glands. Now, if surgery is recommended, you make sure that you have an experienced ENT surgeon, because within and beneath the salivary glands are going to be facial nerves, which enable you to move your facial muscles and even around the eye and the mouth. So if the salivary glands develop a stone and it blocks the duct, you may be able to massage or what they call milk the gland just beneath the jawbone and remove that blockage. You may also see a milky production to the saliva and a bad taste or smell, which can indicate that the gland is backed up with saliva and an infection may be setting in. Conditions such as this will suppress your eating and swallowing and contribute to even tooth decay and even more stones being developed in the ducts. So eating processed white salt can contribute to the production of a salivary gland stone. So if you're using the processed white salt, which is not worthy of your money, you may want to switch to the sun-dried salt, which is organic, and it doesn't have processing. So check that out as a option. So you're going to find many tools that are going to help you deal with your endocrine gland disorders, apothecary herbs. You can look for their organ cleanse packages for men and women there. They have the body food mix, which has that single-cell plant protein and vitamins and minerals that will strengthen the body with nutrition. The female formula is there for hormone balancing, as well as the male hormone formula. They do have herbs for diabetic issues, as well as mullein to soothe the glands. Black walnut is there for in case you need some natural iodine for the thyroid. So you have tools and you have information and quality products there to help you out. But Apothecary Herbs does have a money-back guarantee and product support. So give them a call, toll-free, if you want a free product catalog. See if you can perk up your immune system, cleanse the toxins out of your system, make 2012 the best year ever. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't forget. Okay, we're going to shift gears. I guess we're not going to be able to have Dr. Carly on today. Not sure what the problem is, but we will look forward to talking with her in 2012 next month when she'll be with us. The third Tuesday, what's that, the 17th, I think, of January. So we'll look for her then. We'll save our stack of vaccine questions for then. All right, we're going to be talking about the holidays. Holidays next up, you know, stressful. Lots of activity. You go in here, you go in there. So you have a lot of power, though. You can make your holiday heaven or you can make it hell. So let's talk about it. Is your holiday going to be heaven or hell this year? People travel during the holidays. About 91% of people, you know, they go visiting relatives and family. They, you know, go over the river and through the woods, and they visit relatives and friends at Christmas time and New Year's. And many factors affect the trip, making it, you know, either heavenly or hellish. So let's try to make it heavenly. A little planning on your part ahead of time can actually squelch many factors that tend to mess up your holiday and ruin the fun. So what factors am I really talking about? Well, things that creep in and just ruin. Jet lag, headaches, motion sickness, fever and flu, laryngitis, even being a little depressed around the holidays, which can even affect children and adults. So let's look at some inexpensive natural alternatives to help combat a lot of these factors and hopefully add another positive memory to your family photo album this year. Let's talk about jet lag. A lot of people are flying this year, and getting that biological clock off track can be a problem. So resetting that internal clock to avoid the sleepiness, the insomnia, the concentration problems, even the moodiness, loss of appetite and headache and indigestion, all these disruptions of the physical functions you can compensate for. Rather than mess with hormones like the melatonin, which can backfire on you if you're not careful. A lot of people will, tend to take melatonin tablets and stuff like that. I actually prefer to use some herbs that help the body handle the stress and adjust to the time change pretty quickly. So I tend to use Siberian ginseng to help strengthen the body organs and to reduce the stress on the system. So you can use the Siberian ginseng for that. Also to help sleep better, just to relax the muscles, the smooth muscles, and you can go restfully into sleep naturally. I like to use lobelia herb for that. And so if you need to sharpen your cognitive ability, then your ginkgo biloba is excellent. You got to pair it with a circulatory herb, though. That way you're going to get major oxygen and more blood flow going to the brain, so you're more alert. All right, we're going to move now to headaches. Even if you are not changing time zones, other factors can give you a headache. Two herbs that tend to work really well are meadowsweet and willow bark. Now, as a pain reliever, desalicin in there is very good in the meadowsweet and willow bark. Now, valerian root is great for tension. It's great for relieving tension from the nervous system. It just relieves stress. So you can use that lobelia for tension release from muscles, and you can use valerian for tension release from the central nervous system. And you can actually use them together. You can layer those since they work on two separate systems. And it's going to remove the tension, and especially in the back of the neck area and the shoulders where you tend to get tense. Motion sickness is another problem, especially for kids. They're in cars, they're in trains and planes, and they just don't do so well. Or maybe mom is expecting, and she gets a little of that morning sickness going on. Now, to reduce the motion sickness, I like to use a combination of herbs with calcium and magnesium. If you take four droppers full of a calcium formula, I'm talking about a plant-based calcium formula, because when your plants have calcium, they have the right ratio, 2-to-1 ratio of calcium, boron, and magnesium, and the body likes that. So if you're thinking ahead, if you can take four droppers of a liquid calcium product 4 or 5 times a day before you take your trip, and as needed while you are traveling, this is going to help prevent a lot of that motion sickness. Another preventative is getting enough vitamin B into the system, which you're going to have to use natural Bs, not synthetic Bs. So that's important as well. Also, Andy? Yeah.
You have Dr. Carly on the line.
Oh, Dr. Carly's with us. Are you serious? Great. Hey, Dr. Carly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm having all kinds of weird phone problems. My Skype has been crashed for a few days, but yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. We thought we were going to have to wait to talk with you on the 17th. Now we're in the 12th. Okay, great. Well, I've been looking at some vaccine stuff that I'm curious about, and who better to ask than Dr. Rebecca Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What was in the news lately was the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine that they sent over to Europe. I think it was the Panamax vaccine, the H1N1 flu, swine flu vaccine.
Yeah.
Did you hear that it causes narcolepsy?
Not only did I hear that it does, but I have some clients that have narcolepsy. Actually, one person who works for Big Pharma that contacted me that got the vaccine herself and has narcolepsy now. So, yes, All these problems are caused by vaccines. It's really amazing.
Well, I know the Finnish government is covering lifetime medical treatments for people that were harmed by that particular flu vaccine. So, but I hadn't heard about the narcolepsy symptom. So that was a new one on me.
Yeah. Well, basically everything you can imagine. If you inject yourself with poison, virus that causes all these different problems, as well as toxins like heavy metals and everything under the sun, yes, you're going to have problems. And the fact that sometimes they admit to it, that's the miracle. I mean, usually they pretend it doesn't, you know, cause a problem, but in reality, what else could it be?
Well, yeah, I mean, because I think this one particular child, he's 6 now, but he got the shot when he was 4 because his doctor recommended that his parents give him the shot to protect him because he was more at risk. And according to the parents, you know, he was just a healthy 4-year-old boy, very bright and positive and, you know, active. And then after the shot, she says he became like a marionette with the strings cut, very limp, slept 19 hours a day, right?
And this is why I've gone against my entire profession to stop, you know, to actually cause the death of medicine. Because they're totally insane. They're causing all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. I feel more sorry for the pets than I do for the people. But the stories I hear every day, Wendy, I think I mentioned on one of our last shows that I did on another network, an 8-year-old boy in Canada, one of my new clients, who was bleeding from his colon to the point they wanted to cut out his colon and give him a colostomy. Ulcerative colitis, due to vaccines, obviously. Hmm. And this is what's going on. They are, you know, torturing people. They are causing so much suffering. It's got to stop. You know, I want to put myself out of business. That's my goal, is by stopping this insanity. I did a show yesterday out of Jamaica with Lloyd Aguilar, a vaccine warrior for truth in Jamaica, the island of Jamaica. And we were talking about a young person who was killed. He died within 24 hours of his MMR vaccine. And the coroner just hasn't found a reason for his death yet, 9 months later. You know, why is that? Well, because they can't admit what they've done. That's why.
Well, yeah, people would be a little upset with them, wouldn't they? Have you heard anything about the Gardasil being used on boys?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well, they can't sell enough of it to the girls. You know, it's going to cause the biggest infertility and infertility and also, you know, vaccine-induced cancer thing, you know, that we've ever seen. And they're not able to sell enough of it, so they're, you know, promoting it for boys now, because that's what they do.
Well, I thought the reasoning, not that I agree with it, I think it's crazy, but the reasoning they were shifting the Gardasil to also vaccinate young boys was to prevent anal cancer for, you know, homosexual activities. Are you laughing?
I'm laughing. Right. Okay. Well, whatever it takes to sell the product, you know. What can I say? First of all, where did this virus come from? Let's examine that question to begin with. We have a virus that causes cancer. Oh, let's investigate the Special Virus Cancer Program. I have thousands of pages of documents on this program that started back in the time of Nixon. Check it out, people, because they're making viruses to cause cancer, of which HPV is one. Now, let's see. How does Big Pharma make money? Oh, that's right. They produce products that are going to enrich them, and vaccines that cause cancer but are promoted to protect against cancer are going to be on that list. You know,
yeah,
I have a delusion of conspiracy. It's been documented by the New York State Medical Board that said, you know, the show that I did that said that this is a very tough subject for me, that the cover-up of child sex abuse is happening on a very vast level. Is happening. Of course, we see what's happening with that right now, and it's going to be funny how that works out in terms of what's been done against me. But people have to realize that we are being attacked, and this is genocide. I call vaccines biological weapons. That's what I call them. Let somebody attack me for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do. I mean, I think it's in their own definition of what a biological weapon is, isn't it? And I think vaccines are fit the description.
Well, yes, if you go to drcarly.com, I actually found, thanks to an associate of mine, the definition of weapons of mass destruction. And as it turns out, vaccines are basically weapons of mass destruction. And that's what we're being attacked with. This is genocide. It's ugly. People don't want to know this. It's very hard to face. But yes, that's what we're being associated with, is weapons of mass destruction and vaccines. Injecting yourself with a very dangerous virus that causes all these problems is evil.
Well, Dr. Carly, we only have a few minutes left, and so I know you have protocols to help people reverse vaccine-induced diseases. What should someone do first off? Should they just give you a call? Should they visit your website? What would be the first thing for them to do?
Well, the first thing is go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Clicking on the services section tells them how to contact me and how I do consults. But the main purpose that I have, Wendy, and I know it's your main purpose as well, is to stop this insanity. You know, I'd like to have a vacation. I don't want to be fighting pure evil for the rest of my life. You know, start asking hard questions. I have a physician's warranty of vaccine safety on my website as well. Download that. Bring that to your vaccinator. Ask them. Just sign it and watch how fast they run to the bathroom. That's what we have to do, is to stop this insanity in the get-go.
There you go, with some tools there. I know you have a toll-free number. Those that want to give Dr. Carly a call, it's 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751. And, of course, if you go to thepowerherbs.com, on the links page is Dr. Carly's banner. Just click that to get over to her site. We're out of time, Dr. Carly, but thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Wendy, for helping to spread the word.
Yes, you take care. We'll see you next month.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I got to go, but coming up next is Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover, so don't go anywhere. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.